Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Visit Bloomington. Oh, they will by the end of the week. The USA Track and Field Championships unfolding this Father's Day weekend out at the Haw Complex, EC Billy Hayes Track, with first events scheduled to go at noon on Friday. You know, it's been a great partnership that has developed over the years, and as Visit Bloomington's Mike McAfee was telling me on Monday,
USA Track and Field events are ones that we pursue with Indiana University. We can't thank them enough for their support of track and field and bringing these events to the community, and we try to do everything we can to work with them to do that. It's, you know, they've got world-class facilities over there. That's why we're able to have it over there, is because it's a world-class facility. But those facilities are booked and used as they should be by students and student events, and so it's we really enjoy it when IU has an opening in their schedule and they're able to go after an event like this, and we're able to help them. So because they do a great job of maximizing those facilities for student uses and things like that. So when we are able to find one like this that works with an opening and when they're able to do it, so that's what this one is.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were competing against some of those other larger markets for this one.
Yeah, we'll talk more a little about the bidding process and the economic impact with Visit Bloomington's Mike McAfee in part two of our little conversation tomorrow on our report. Mike tells me, by the way, three-day event passes, which would be the way to go, are available at $30 for adults and $28 for kids 18 and under. Well, the Reds back on the radio here on a Tuesday night. They're out in Kansas City to battle the Royals, first pitch at 8:15. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
We touched a little on former Hoosier Chase Wright winning his first pro golf event on Monday. The former Mike Mayer product collecting $108,000 at first place check, winning a two-hole playoff Sunday at the RustoleumWeb.com Tour event over in Ivanhoe, Illinois. Taking it into the clubhouse or the 19th hole or whatever. More commentary yet today on Chase's achievements supplied to us, and we credit the Golf Channel's TV analyst for the Web.com Tour, Craig Perks.
Well, impressive Sunday. He was bogey-free, shot 68. It was an impressive week of ball striking, led the field in fairways hit, greens hit in regulation, and putts on greens in regulation. And to me, I think you go a little bigger than this. 2014, 2015, inside the top 45 on the money. In 2016 on this tour, Chase Wright only made five cuts, lost his cart, lost his way, may have lost confidence, didn't sort of drop the shoulders and sort of pack it in. He went up to Canada and he won up there. And I think that gave him the confidence and the impetus to play well, not only this week, but this year. You know, began this week 32nd on the money list. And with this victory now, 177,000 has jumped all the way to number five on the money list. That man's going to the PGA Tour. He has confidence in his abilities. You know, obviously you have a lot of confidence when you strike it that well. I liked his routine. He stuck to his routine. He seemed to get settled in very quickly and then just be very instinctive and react. There's going to be a lot of pressure, and you're going to be uncomfortable, but you've got to find a way to hit good shots in those situations, and Chase Wright was able to do that.
That's the Golf Channel's Craig Perks with some keen insight on Chase Wright's achievement. That six-figure paycheck brings his season total now to over $177,000, his third top 10 of the year in 14 starts. And again, we thank the Golf Channel's TV analyst Craig Perks for that commentary on Chase. Reds in Kansas City tonight, first pitch at 8:15. I'm Joe Smith.